Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's O'Neill Outside on News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. For fishing and hunting or anything in the great outdoors, O'Neill Williams is your guide. Let's go outside with O'Neill.
Good morning, boys and girls from high on Sassafras Mountain and the Bojangle Studio. This is O'Neill Outside. Welcome to a brand new, unused Saturday morning. Ooh, boy. 6 minutes after the hour, we've got another hour of outdoors headed your way. Woman Williams is with us again now this morning at 5 o'clock. We've got a lot of things to talk about, and we hope that you will join us. You can listen to us at WSB, AM 750 and 95.5, and on the SB Nation nationwide now with 150-plus station affiliates. So the good old O'Neill Outside show is getting on out there. It's 7 after the hour. It's my pleasure to invite you to watch O'Neill Outside Television, Fox Sports, Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports in Florida, the Southeast, Arizona, the Hunt Channel, Gen 7 Outdoors, the Waypoint TV, Right Now TV, Gone TV, Outdoor Action Network, and if I've forgotten anybody, I'm sorry. So the 2019 season, we're in it. And the television show, this week's television show, is a preview of the upcoming season so that you might plan to watch. Most of those that I mentioned to you are video on demand networks. You get a membership. It's like $1 a month. And then you can watch most all of the television shows that you like at your pleasure. Video on demand networks, which is kind of cool, really. And I know I do that when I want to watch, but I don't watch much outdoors. Okay, before we get to anything else, and we have some, we're going to give away a Southern Grind knife in the next few minutes, but I want to point out to you that you can visit Hayes Dealership in Lawrenceville, Hayes Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, whatever it all is. And you can go there and just ask for an O'Neill Outside, a signed O'Neill Outside cap. Lo and behold, you don't have to buy anything. Walk in the dealership and say, hey, where's my hat? And you'll get that hat. Southern Grind Knife giveaway when we get back, I promise. After the hour, Woman Williams is with us, and you can watch the show live right now on Facebook at O'Neill Outside and leave your questions or comments right there. Discuss this with Woman Williams. We're in the second hour of the program, and I want to start this second hour off, this portion of the show, with a telephone call from my good friend, Captain Mac Farr at Lake Lanier. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you indeed. Well, it's wintertime. How's the fishing?
Yeah, fishing's really good, but we've got a lot of challenges with the water conditions we've got. Lake has risen most, not just, this is applicable to a lot of lakes in the Southeast. They've risen dramatically. You're getting a lot of dirty water. Most lakes are over full. Lanier's actually closed some ramps. We've got so much water. So that's one note. If you go into Lanier, check the Corps website and see if your ramp's open today. I'm sorry, I thought I was interrupted there. So anyway, but when you go, fishing's good. The striper bite's very good. Typical winter stuff, look for your birds. Be prepared to use a variety of techniques because fish are being caught anywhere from the surface down to 40 or 50 feet. We have a great trolling bite with the umbrellas and the mini-max. I think the bigger challenges are with the bass, which have been moved dramatically. When the water came up, we've got a lot of really shallow fish. But, you know, something else will catch people off guard, yes, the lakes are warm. Lanier is about 53 degrees, which for this day is pretty warm. Harlow is about 55 degrees. For January 4th, that's pretty warm. That's a pretty big anomaly. But we've got a lot of new water, muddy water, so look for your best water. When that water moderates, it's good, but it's still pretty new, and I think that's a tough thing. New muddy water, to me, is one of the toughest states to catch fish out of.
Oh, man. In my tournament days, if it was new muddy water, you can count me out. I never figured out how to do that.
I don't think they live in it. I think they leave.
I think so, too.
You can't catch something that's not there, right? No matter how good you are.
That's exactly right. So it was always a mystery to me how somebody would in a tournament, and I come in and I got one bite, and they bring in 25 pounds. Which, and I think, how did you do that?
And if you fish enough, you'll be on that end of the equation.
That's for sure. Yeah, all right.
Really watch that. If you're out on the lakes today, just remember a lot of shallow fish moving up. Typically when a lake comes up, fish will come up with it. So you've got some shallow fish in that. You also have a really an abundance of shallow cover in most of our lakes, blowdowns. You know, there's a lot of wood in the water with the lake up. So factor that in. You got more cover that you might discount normally, might be really applicable today. So same thing with the crappie guys. A lot of water, that water's moving. Dirty water coming in the rivers will displace a lot of fish. So you might have to do a lot of looking. Everything's biting.
Okay.
Fishing's good, but you got to figure out where in some of your normal places. Maybe too muddy. Water 3 feet higher, that's changing everything. And one other note, a lot of our lakes on here particularly has a tremendous amount of floating debris. So if you're running up there in the early morning, I'm talking about logs, trees.
So keep
that in mind. Most lakes with all this rain and the lakes come up, all that debris that's on the banks is floating. So really be mindful of that when you go this morning.
Okay. All right. Next question for you is, have you been by Hayes to get you an O'Neill Outside hat yet?
I will do that this week because I need one of those rascals.
Yeah, you got to go to Hayes to get you an O'Neill Outside hat, for crying out loud.
Well,
they're free, Mac.
Anyway. That's my favorite price.
That's exactly right. A free hat. You can get two. You and one for your guests. Get three. One for your guests that that are coming up this week.
I will do that. I will be by there one day this week, so I'll make that happen.
Good deal. All right, my good friend, thanks for calling. A great report.
Everybody be safe out there. Go catch some fish. Enjoy the first Saturday of the new year.
There you are. Thanks, pal.
See you, Neil.
You bet. All right, 16 after the hour. Now, okay, Hank's on hold, but I'm going to do this first right now, and that's this. On the television show, if you go to O'NeillOutside.com, the Southern Grind Guestbook, leave a question, a comment, whatever the case might be, and if we use that comment on the television show, we'll send you a Zach Brown knife. Now, beginning in 2019, if you visit the guestbook, leave that question, and I pick it for radio, then we'll send you a Zach Brown Southern Grind knife. And this week's winner, if you will, is Philip Delisle. And he has written a note from Barrington, New Hampshire. And this is a great example of what to write. My daughter loves to go hunting, but she's afraid of the loud sound of the rifle. What do I do to make her more comfortable with that? It's a long answer at 17 after the hour. Philip. And I'm going to get Philip's home address, and we're going to send him the knife. You learn to use a rifle and get used to the sound at the range, not in the woods. Now, I'm not saying that she hadn't been in the range. This is an overall comment. You learn to shoot. Now, she needs a headset. She needs ear protection. And she needs to use a low caliber. And she'll get used to the sound. She'll get used to the the kick. She'll get used to the rifle on the range, not in the woods. Because being in the woods, especially deer hunting, is an outrageous bore. I'll make the following recommendation to get your child, girl, boy, grandson, granddaughter, into the woods more often and have more fun and see more animals and get more shots. Go squirrel hunting. Get a 410 single shot shotgun. And go squirrel hunting. The season lasts for 6 months. And that child won't be frightened by the shotgun. And you'll see, if you keep quiet, you'll see lots and lots of squirrels. You'll get lots and lots of shots. And it's much more fun than sitting in a deer stand. Not to say that you shouldn't go deer hunting. No, indeed. But there's more to the hunt than pulling the trigger. I would say for a lot of you guys who are, evidently Philip already has a hunting partner in his daughter. But I would tell you, if you want your children or grandchildren to be familiar with the outdoors, make it squirrel hunting or make it a walk in the woods. The point being, you need to shut up and stop talking and listen. Sit still. Identify the bird calls. Identify the squirrels. Listen to the outdoors. And you'll become an outdoorsman. Hunting is not necessarily being an outdoorsman. And I have no problem with you being taken to the stand in a four-wheeler and sitting in the stand and taking a whitetail. That's part of it too. But if you will do it this other way, I think you'll know more and enjoy it more, and you'll become an outdoorsman that way. Personally, I started with a BB gun, and I took a squirrel or two. A 410 shotgun is not loud, it's not heavy, and that can be the first hunt or series of hunts. You can start in April, and it goes all the way to February. Warm weather, cold weather, spring weather. Consider that. But learn to shoot the rifle at the range with proper ear protection and get used to the kick and the sound. Okay. Very special call coming up about the Unicoi Callmakers show when we get back. Welcome back. I can never tell because this radio signal goes all over the country. I can't tell the bumper music that's going on, but I'll tell you what, Zach Brown really tells a story when he sings a song. He is really fabulous. Okay, well, we've got some special calls coming up right now. However, the call that I want to talk to is Hank, and we'll have the engineer there at WSB, Jason Byers, bring up Hank, and he's probably coming on the line about right now. Say again, please, Jason. On line number... Well, Mark Sharp's on the line right now. This is my special call for this hour right now. So, Mark, good morning.
Good morning, O'Neill. How are you?
Outstanding. We've got some technical difficulties here. Sorry it's so cumbersome in getting to you. So tell me what's going on next weekend. I want everybody to understand what kind of a show that you're putting on that's free, and that's one of the prerequisites for being so enthused about this. Tell me what show it is that you manage and where will it be?
Well, we're putting on the Unicoi Custom Callmaker Show, which will be up at the lodge there at Helen, Georgia, there at Unicoi State Park. Mm-hmm. We're going to have about 75 custom callmakers. They're selling, handmade turkey calls. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some folks there that's selling custom call bags and pouches and stuff like that. We've got two or three authors that's going to be there, Herb McClure, Duncan Doby, and Larry Prophet.
Okay.
We're going to have a big layout of thing. This is our fourth year of having it.
Is it well attended? I mean, is it busy? Is it popular? A lot of people show up.
Busy. There's a lot of folks come through the door. We get a lot of repeat business and all of that. People that come every year, you know, because some of these guys are you know, got a good waiting list and just well-known call makers. And so, you know, people come from, we got people coming from Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Virginia, Florida, Texas.
Okay.
You know, right, pretty much now, the whole East Coast.
All right. What makes this unique? Are these calls, and so far, are these calls that you can buy in a store, or are these custom calls?
These are all custom, O'Neill. These guys, they put in a lot of time into perfecting what they do. You know, a lot of them have been doing it for a long time, you know, probably 25, 30 years. Some folks, you know, this is maybe their fifth or sixth year building calls. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's got to start somewhere or another. So we try to offer a little bit for the collector. You know, that's a high-dollar call, high-end call, plus those from folks that are just getting started, you know.
Now, so, it's more than just calls, though, too, isn't it, Mark?
Right. We've also got two custom knife makers that's going to be there.
Okay.
You know, one's from Allendale, South Carolina, and one's from up around Buford, Georgia, Lawrenceville up there. You know, we've got them, and like I said, we've got people that's selling custom-made bags there. It's not anything that you're going to get made from China. You know, everything, nothing's production-made. Everything is handmade one at a time, and okay, that's what we kind of pride ourselves on, putting the show on there.
Well, you've got people coming from all over the country, so it must be popular. Now, a lot of these are collector's items, are they not?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We've got a lot of those guys that do limited editions, calls and all of that, that people's really searching for. You know, we've got calls. Well, the idea as a call maker is everybody wants their call used, you know.
I see.
They don't want to just sit on the shelf up there and collect dust. One of the best things in the world that a call maker gets is enjoyment of seeing a picture of a turkey that somebody has killed using one of their calls, you know.
I see. So, all right. Plus, you're going to get to – this is in Helen, Georgia, one of the most beautiful places in Georgia. And one of the most beautiful state parks is the Unicoi Lodge
gonna be
there.
Up there. It's going to be Friday and Saturday. We're going to open the doors up. We'll open the doors up at 9 o'clock that morning and close them down that afternoon at 5. And then the good thing about it is, you know, it's not just about the buying and selling of the calls, O'Neill. It's lots of times that's the only time that people get to see one another, you know. Wow. So, a lot of this old group that used to do Unicoi back years ago, you know, everybody comes, and after the show is over, we liable to sit around those fireplaces up there and just talk, reminisce, and swap hunting stories and all like this. You know, we liable to be there to 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
Okay,
there.
It's a social occasion. Now, the dates are next Friday, the 11th and 12th. Is that right?
That's great. Yes.
Next 11th yep. and 12th. Well, you're kind to get up and pass this along to my audience. I know that I can't be there. I wish I could. I cannot, right. But I wish I could. But I'm sure you're going to have a great time. And what a great idea this is. And this is a reestablishment of a show that was, but now is again. Is it not?
Right. Well, 4 years ago, well, in 2015, Russell Beard and I, we were at a show, and, you know, we seemed like they had kind of dropped down, participation had dropped down, you know, and so we decided, Russell, let's see about getting these shows back up and going, so we decided to get our own going, and, you know, I asked around what it would take to get it back going, and people still remembered Unicoi from years ago, and so...
Good.
You know, that was a big suggestion, was to move the show to Unicoi. So we got in touch with them, and here we are 4 years
later. Well, Mark, I think this is fabulous, and I want you to I want you to call again next week, next Saturday morning. Tell me how the first day went, the Friday calls, or Friday show, and urging everybody with directions and times and what they can see, what they can buy, and what they can choose not to buy if they don't want to, and the fact that it is free. I bet you have a lot of people that bring their children.
Yeah, yeah, we do, and I tell you, a lot of people come through the door. It's, well, Helen's not the most easiest place to get to, you know.
Yeah.
Most people, whenever they come there, they're in search of something, and a lot of them's like me, you know, as a turkey hunter, you'll always spend your life looking for the ultimate turkey call,
mm-hmm.
which is good for the guys that build calls. And, but yeah, it's a good time. Friday night, we'll have a, buffet supper there.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you just pay whenever you go through the door. And so, you know, we looking for a good crowd at that. And then, after that supper that night, we'll have what we call a roundtable discussion. This year, it's going to be on pot calls. We've got some of the top pot call makers in the country, you know, going to set up as a panel and tell a little bit about how they got started building calls, and then
Fantastic.
They'll field questions
Fantastic.
And all from the audience.
Okay. All right, let's schedule a call next week. Good luck to you. I will speak with you next week, and everybody listening to my voice around Georgia and obviously the whole East Coast, go to the Unicoi Callmaker Show next Friday, the 11th, at Unicoi State Park there in Helen, Georgia. How about that, pal?
That sounds good.
Good deal. Mighty fine. And I'll see
All
you
right,
soon.
Sir.
There you are. Now let's talk to Hank. He's calling on line number one. What do you say, Hank the Yank?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, sir. Where are you?
Where am I? I'm in my closet, so I don't wake my wife up.
You're the greatest, man.
Oh, my God. I'll be the first fishing guide when I'm done talking with you to come out of the closet. Oh, my God. Can you believe that stuff?
I know, I know.
A little early January.
You said
humor.
It now, not me.
A little January humor for us, buddy.
Okay.
Anyway, well, listen, let me tell all our listeners, besides a Happy New Year,
okay.
I want to tell them if they are going out on Lanier, they need to be really, really careful. The lake is up almost 4 feet above full pool. We are about 3 inches short of 4 feet above full pool. And that makes for some really dangerous conditions in certain areas, especially the further up lake you go. If you're going to be fishing the north end of the Lanier, it is like a minefield out there with trees and beds and chairs and coolers and so much stuff floating around. You really got to keep your eyes on the road.
Excuse me for interrupting, but I think that's probably the same case in East Tennessee, Alabama, even the Carolinas, lakes all over the Southeast.
Yeah. All over the Southeast. So, mm-hmm. you know, what's going to happen is the good news is today is not really much of a fishable day because the wind is going to be honking at about 20 to 25 miles an hour. So today's not going to be really a great day to fish. However, the good news is that wind, which we desperately are calling for now, will push all that debris onto one side or the other of the lake, and then hopefully as the Corps of Engineers starts dropping the lake down, that debris will just stay on the bank.
Okay.
So just be careful if you're fishing.
I'm running out of time, so let me get to this. What about all this water in the trout streams? Is that going to shut that down?
Well, the funny thing is it is if you're fishing below Buford Dam, the trout water below Buford Dam. But if you're going to trout fish, you really need to go up into the mountains because those rivers really come down quite quickly. So in other words, if you were going to fish up by Helen, Georgia, and go speak to our friends at Unicoi Outfitters who have all those streams up there that you can mm-hmm. either pay to fish or even some of the open water streams, you know, the ones that are free to fish, they're all going to be very fishable now.
Okay, well, I'm going to go to Black Hawk next Thursday.
You are?
Yeah, going to the Soquel River next Thursday.
Very
I got
to
go, pal. Listen, have a great weekend. I got
750 WSB. Depend on it.
Honor, courage, and strength of character. These qualities are embodied by the recipients of the Medal of Honor. Now let's recognize this week's Medal of Honor recipient on O'Neill Outside.
Medal of Honor recipient, Humbert Versace, prisoner of war, Vietnam. As the battle raged, Captain Versace, although severely wounded, fought valiantly and continued to engage enemy targets. Weakened by his wounds, Captain Versace resisted capture by the VC force with the last full measure of his strength and ammunition. Taken prisoner now by the VC, entered into a prisoner of war status. Captain Versace assumed command of his fellow soldiers, scorned the enemy's exhaustive interrogation efforts, and made three unsuccessful attempts to escape. Despite his weakened condition, which was brought about by his wounds and the extreme privation and hardships he was forced to endure, during his captivity, Captain Versace was segregated in an isolated prisoner of war cage, manacled in irons for prolonged period of times, and placed on extremely reduced ration. The enemy was unable to break his will and his trust in the USA. Captain Versace was executed by the VC in September of 1965.
Wow.
If you want to...
I did not know that.
If you want to get a greater understanding of the evil of the human race, I would suggest you read, if you can stand it, read about the treatment of prisoners by the Japanese and the Vietnamese during and after the Vietnam War, and about the German Nazi forces in World War II. It will expand your knowledge about that, and recognize, recognize the evil in humanity.
What's the name of the book?
Pardon me?
What's the name of the book?
Well, there's lots of them that I've read.
Oh, okay. I thought you had something especially in mind.
Well, about the Germans is the killing of the SS. That's the latest one I read.
Yeah.
By Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
And I won't mention what some of the things that they did.
Yeah, it's better not to.
But anyway, there you are. Okay. One of my questions this week that we discussed and for a few minutes is on the subject of outdoor podcasting. Would you listen to an outdoor podcast? Do you? If you do, what do you think of them so far? Do you have recommendations to listen to? Recommendations to don't waste your time. I've listened to some, and I think, as would have it in all of entertainment, some of them are absolutely horrible. Some are quite good. And I would tell you that sometime soon, maybe in the month of January, Woman Williams, you'll be loved to hear this, O'Neill is going to start doing a podcast.
No.
I have been overruled. 404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255.
Do I have to partake?
Yeah. Oh, one of the things back to the Medal of Honor. If you will visit O'NeillOutside.com, there is in the middle of the homepage on the right-hand side, or you can look it up yourself, there's a medallion there that talks about the Medal of Honor tribute. And if you will read about some of those recipients of the Medal of Honor, you don't win it. You are awarded a Medal of Honor. And reading some of those, you'll, I think, probably get like me. Sometimes I can't read them. I'm just too soft-hearted. Okay, back to the podcast question. Yes, ma'am.
Do we have time to change the subject?
Sure,
because
absolutely.
We just got finished with the Medal of Honor.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to say when we were on the air last time that our friend Drew Osteen and his platoon had just finished the Crucible that morning. And yesterday morning, Drew and, let's see, he's in the 1st Battalion, Charlie Company, Platoon 1002, Drew and his battalion graduated from Paris Island, and they all look so handsome in their dress blues. And he's a personal friend, and we're very, very proud of him and appreciate all that they did. That's a tough thing.
I'm a reader, and I suggest that you be a reader also. And you read about the Crucible, what the Marines go through before they are awarded Marine.
Before they're given their emblem.
Yeah, before they are awarded their...
It's an emblem.
An eagle and globe.
I think so, yes.
Then you will understand why so often, once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah. I'm sure it's that way in other branches of the service,
absolutely,
too. But this is just a personal experience. And having a brother that's also a Marine, it was really close to our hearts.
Yeah.
Especially his grandmother's been our friend since we were in the second grade. So it was very special.
Leatherneck.
Yep.
Yeah.
Leathernecks. For sure.
They're called leathernecks for nothing.
And jarhead. Isn't that another word?
and jarhead.
Yeah.
that too. Okay, we've been talking about podcasting. All right, let's see if I can bring this up here. And, I can't. So why don't you tell me, let me see, maybe I'll get this. Okay, let's talk to Adam. He's calling right now on O'Neill Outside at 47 after the hour. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Mr. O'Neill. How are you?
Hey there. What do you think about this podcast stuff?
Well, I'll tell you what, brother, I don't usually get to get up and listen to you on Saturday mornings, but I enjoy it when I do. And I've just found out that you've got a piece on the WSB Facebook page, or I'm sorry, the website. So I'll definitely check that out. But man, I tell you, if you were willing to do a monthly or biweekly podcast, man, I would be an avid subscriber and supporter. And just to tell you, when I was a boy, I would get out pretty regular with my daddy and granddaddy. And now that neither one of them can, it kind of went by the wayside as an adult. But because of listening to you and a couple other influences, I'm making a better effort to get out there and get back in tune. I've started kayaking, and I'm going hunting this morning with a buddy down in Butts County.
Wonderful. Good for you. That's the best recommendation and compliment I've had so far in a long, long time, and I take it as such. So
we really appreciate what you do, brother, and those of us that do get to listen are really proud to have you as part of the WSB family.
Good deal. Thank you very much, sir. Adam,
thank you. Thank you, Mr. O'Neill.
You bet. Sir. There you are. There goes. And I'll ask, let me see if I can, I know very well enough to, I can drop the call. We're working a little bit, and but it's 48 after the hour, and this podcasting idea is a good one. Oh, one of the things back to the self-promotion, O'Neill Outside television program. This week's program is a preview of the upcoming season. The change involved is that you can watch O'Neill on schedule at Pursuit Channel, Fox Sports Southeast, Fox Florida, Fox Arizona, The Hunt Channel, and you can watch O'Neill Outside and this program, the two-hour version of the radio program and the regular 30-minute broadcast or television show. You can watch those shows at, is that proper terminology? At or on Waypoint TV. Gen 7 Outdoors, Gone, G-O-N-E TV, Outdoor Action TV, Right Now TV, gosh, and the Hunt Channel. So that very well may be the direction, it appears, that outdoor television is traveling, that you can watch it on demand. When you decide to watch, whether it's on an iPad or a phone or a computer or a television, you will be able to watch O'Neill Outside if that is your cup of tea. Yes, ma'am. I thought you had something. No? Well, somebody had called on, they had something about wanting to fish at Oconee?
Yes, hunting or fishing around that area. They're moving to Reynolds Plantation.
Oh, okay. Well, you've chosen a terrific place to move to, that being Reynolds Plantation. It's quite upscale. And that's a beautiful part of Georgia, East Georgia, Morgan County, Hancock County, the rolling hills of those counties. And it's interesting, you know, a little bit at least, it's interesting that if you'll do a little research, you'll find out that that used to be, from Macon to Augusta and in those territories, probably 30, 40 million years ago, that used to be the coastline. And that was when Florida was underwater. The Gulf coastline went as far up as Macon, Georgia, and Montgomery, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. The central part of the United States used to be an inland sea. That's one of my favorite subjects about this global warming, and we won't talk about that because it's too political. But it's 51 after the hour, and you're listening to O'Neill Outside. I hadn't mentioned that lately. It's the number one live outdoor-based radio talk show in the world, and it very well could be if I can get Woman Williams' approval. We may change to 3 o'clock. To 6 o'clock.
You have lost your mind.
Well, a lot of people listen to the program, you know, that time of day, so well,
how many people do you think you're
404-872-0750 or 800-972-8255. The SB Nation has added up to 155 stations, affiliate stations now, from coast to coast, from Northern California to Texas to Nebraska and Philadelphia, all along the East Coast, even into South Florida. And we're proud to say that you can listen to O'Neill Outside every Saturday morning, 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. At WSB, AM 750, 95.5 FM, and all of the SB Nation radio affiliates. So, we're proud of that. We started that in 2017, and it's worked out so far. This is still one of the – well, I had the idea for this show from listening so many years ago to a show in New Orleans, and it was called The Great Outdoor Show. It was very localized, so I thought maybe – this would work if it was on a big station, because just as you're witnessing right now, fishermen just can't stop talking. They've always got to share their information over and over and over. Where are you going? When you going? When did you go? What did you use? Were you successful? How big did it get? How big was the fish you caught? Did you catch any at all? And on and on and on. And this is O'Neill. And we've got a little bit more of the show left, and we'll be back.
News 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Good morning, Mike Hayes.
You're right. He's lost his mind.
Can you believe 3 o'clock in the morning? We just might as well stay up all night, you know?
Well, yeah, exactly. We just party all night.
Exactly. did you have a nice holiday?
Yes, ma'am. We had a great one. It was all the kids and the grandkids come over to the house and just destroyed it. So it was great.
Oh, I bet. How many did you have this year?
22.
My God. Now, is that just your kids and Sherry's, your kids with Sherry? Do you have other relatives come in as well?
Well, you got some of the, you know, they brought in the wives and the...
Yeah.
And the mother-in-laws and stuff like that, too. So it was really cool. Well, really
that's,
cool.
That's and a good New Year's as well?
Good New Year's. Good New Year's, too. Yeah. We had the best December that we've had in 3 years.
Oh, that's
I know
wonderful.
What you'll appreciate, Gail.
Uh-huh.
We sold 70 rams in December.
No way.
I couldn't believe it either.
That
70 rams.
That's almost two a day, right?
Yeah, that's the hottest thing we got. Them rams or something else.
Well, like I told you before, that's the best looking truck on the road. There's absolutely no, especially that red one you've got.
You're absolutely right.
Are you out of hats yet? Do we need to bring you some more hats?
Yes, we do. We need to get some hats, and we got a little problem with that.
What?
There's a couple of people said they didn't want O'Neill's signature on it, they wanted yours on it.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to talk about that. Well, I'll get over there this week and bring you some new hats. And all they have to do is just come to Lawrenceville and just ask for it. They don't even have to buy a vehicle.
That's right.
But just a vehicle would be nice.
That's right.
A vehicle would be good to go along with it.
That's right, but we'll do whatever we have to do.
There you go. All right, well, I'll see you this week with some hats.
All right, see y'all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, honey. Bye.
Welcome back. 57 after the hour. We'll conclude today's program with a telephone call from Paul. Good morning, Paul. You're on O'Neill Outside. Welcome. I've got a couple of minutes.
Hey, O'Neill. Just real quick, headed down south to do some deer hunting this morning.
Good for you.
Worried about this wind a little bit.
Well, as long as it's at in your face, I guess it's okay.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Well, you know, go ahead, please.
Yeah. I just had a question. Do you ever, we have a sportsman's banquet up in North Georgia, up in Rabun County. I just wonder if you ever do speaking engagements.
Absolutely do. Absolutely.
Okay. I might get in touch with you. I can probably get your number off the website there.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put you on hold.
I'll touch base with you.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold here when we conclude our call, and we'll let Jason give you the telephone number, and you can be in touch. Of course, you can be in touch via my website also.
Right, right.
So
another question I had, or comment I had about the Unicoi Turkey event.
Yes.
I've been to that before, and it is a really great event, well put on and everything.
Good.
The only problem I got with them now is they have it the last weekend of deer season, and everybody I know up in that area is headed down to Middle Georgia, South Georgia, to go deer hunting for the last 2 days. And with all this rain we've had, you know, ain't been able to go. So my suggestion would be back it off a little bit now. They let us hunt, you know, till the second week of January.
That's a good thing.
We turkey hunt too, but it's hard to give up that last weekend.
I understand. Good point. Good point.
So,
well, listen, I thank you. I do thank you for calling and being part of the program this morning.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm headed down the road here.
You bet. Good luck to you.
Yeah, if you'll let me talk, get a number for you, and I'll get back in touch with you first of the week.
Okay, we'll put you on hold.
Thank you, O'Neill.
You bet. Thank you. All right, 59 after the hour. This is O'Neill with O'Neill Outside. Thank you for joining us, and as always, keep this in mind with springtime coming up. If you're too busy to go fishing and take a child along, then you're too busy. So for Woman Williams, Houston, Karen Green, Jason Byers, and Brian Green, this is O'Neill, and I'll see you guys next week. The whole day
through. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.